Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, January 17th, 2013. Well, about 5 years ago, a group in Port Perry wanted to create a festival that encouraged, enabled, and equipped churches in the Scugog area to glorify God through music and the arts. The David Festival has since expanded each year, both in the number of workshops it presents, as well as the numbers of people that are coming from even outside the Scugog area. Karen Stiller, a writer and Port Perry resident, is on the phone with us to talk tonight to talk about the David Festival. But before we get to the interview, let's listen to When We Call Upon Your Name from Andrew Thompson's debut worship CD, The God Who Sees Everything. Good evening, Karen.
Hi, Robert.
Now, before we get into the David Festival, let's give our listeners a little bit of background on you and your own artistic endeavors and things like that. You're a writer. How did you get interested in writing?
I've always been interested in writing, just like most writers. I think we're born with it to some extent, at least the desire to do it. And then when I was beginning to have my family, I started to write as a way of, I guess, expression, but also hopefully generating some income, and then I've just gone from there.
And what style of writing do you predominantly do?
Well, I am an editor with Faith Today magazine, so I am doing straight journalistic writing with that, in that capacity. Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot of copywriting for all sorts of different people. I don't do enough of the kind of creative writing that I keep telling myself I will, but someday I hope to get to that.
And you had a book come out, a couple of years ago now?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, called Going Missional, Conversations with 13 Canadian Churches Who Have Embraced Missional Life, and that was with Willard Metzger. That was a World Vision Willow Creek project, and that was a lot of fun.
Now, looking at that and the writing in that, who have been some of the people that have influenced you as a writer?
Oh, what a great question. You know, I am a big Anne Lamott fan. I love her writing. She's an American writer who kind of writes on the fringes of Christianity, and I'm always inspired by her transparency and honesty. I'm a big Mark Buchanan fan.
Mm-hmm.
from the West Coast. I've been dipping back into John Stott, who of course has passed away, but also just a great, solid writer. So I just enjoy really good deep writing, but also great journalism. So I'm always inspired by other writers.
Are there any journalists out there that have inspired you?
Well, I'm a huge Christy Blatchford fan.
I really like her stuff as well.
Yeah, and one thing about Christy, which is always a good reminder to me, is that she can write about anything, and I'm always interested, partly because she's just such a good, clear, brave writer.
And the thing I like about her as well is she can create word pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're... I remember when she was doing the trial of the family, the family that killed their daughters. I can't remember that.
And yeah.
The case, but you could sense yourself being in the courtroom with her.
Yeah.
When she was doing that, she did Russell Williams as well. She covered the Russell Williams case, and you could almost, you know, you imagine yourself sitting in the courtroom with her. She's that solid a writer.
Yeah, and sometimes we're afraid as writers too. We're afraid what people are going to think, and we let that fear maybe edit us or censor us. But and you know, Christy Blatchford, she may do that too. But it seems to me in her writing that she's bold and doesn't get caught up in what the response might be, and I really admire that.
Mm-hmm. Now you mentioned that someday there may be some of the more the creative type of writing that you'd like to do. What area would you like to go into outside of journalism if you wanted to, if you had the time and the money and the resources to do that?
Well, I am a big poetry fan, and I do enjoy writing poetry, but I've explored that most recently actually through the David Festival. And I also really enjoy reading spiritual memoirs, so I would dabble in that sometime. If I was living my dream life on an island with my computer.
No distractions, right?
Yeah, exactly. Although I think I would always find a distraction. That's the problem.
Yeah. And well, I think that tends to be a writer thing. It's like, okay, let's sit down, write. Oh, wait a minute, I got to check email.
Exactly.
Check my Facebook status, you know.
All the same.
Yeah. Looking at your writing and looking at the things you've done over the years and thinking about the David Festival and that, what have you seen or how have you had a chance to promote the arts in the years about that through your writing?
The David Festival, if I'm understanding your question correctly, I came into it a couple of years in, and it had been focusing on choral workshop and music and worship band, helping musicians mostly improve their craft. And I was brought onto the David Festival as a writer who could maybe start a writing workshop string in that program. So that's what I did, and our first clinician actually was a poet in the writing workshop. And for me, personally, as a writer, to sort of organize that, but also sit in and experience it as a writer, it was so great just to be released by our leader, who was D.S. Martin,
mm-hmm.
To just explore and, you know, shut up our inner critic and just be poets in a safe place. With someone who, you know, knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And two things struck me there. Number one, we're capable of doing much more than we think sometimes when we're sort of given permission to do it and to play. And number two, the response by people who came to Port Perry for this workshop sort of far and wide made me realize, oh, there's a real hunger out there for, you know, just a chance to get together and to come to a workshop like that that's accessible and affordable and nearby for the folks who came and just learned together. So it was really encouraging personally, but also from a festival organizer perspective, it was great just to see that there was actually a desire for this.
Great. Well, what I want to do is take a quick break here and continue our conversation with Karen Stiller, who's involved with the David Festival, and then we're going to find out a little bit more about it. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
every circumstance, in every turn and run, you have heard the cry of my heart. In every pain so real, in every time I failed, you have had your eyes on me. And you are the God who sees, you are the God who sees, you are the God who sees everything. You never let go of me through time and eternity. You are the God who sees everything. In every step I take, in every move I make, you hold my future plans in your heart. As I submit to you all that you ask me to, your promise comes alive in my life.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The God Who Sees, which is the title track from Andrew Thompson's CD, The God Who Sees Everything. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Karen Stiller about Port Perry's David Festival. Now, Karen, where did the whole idea behind, you sort of got into it a little bit, but where did the idea for the David Festival come through and come from?
There were enough people from various churches in the Port Perry Scugog area who were talking to each other and networking and wanting to support each other in their arts, worship through the arts expression in their churches. And so the idea for the festival, and David, of course, being David from the Bible, who was a great worshiper and writer and musician, basically, the vision was to get together, to encourage each other, to bring in expert clinicians to help us all grow better in our expression of worship through the arts. And then people go home to their own home churches, and it just sort of spreads. So that was the original vision. And every year, it's grown a little bit, not always in the amount of workshops offered, but in terms of, I think, the caliber of the participants and the clinicians has been strong throughout, although I do think we're hitting new heights this year.
Mm-hmm.
But also in terms of people coming from communities outside of the Scugog area, that started happening right away, partly because the clinicians would bring people sort of along with them. Like last year, Christian writer N.J. Lindquist was our workshop leader for writing, and I think she has a following, and we had people coming, you know, from Markham and the greater GTA area to attend the workshop, and that made us realize, well, maybe we can expand our vision a little bit, and we've never said no to anyone, but just maybe more actively encourage people to come from a bit further away.
And NJ's been a frequent guest on the program here, and she's well-known as a writer and well-spoken as a writer, and was part of the founding of the Word Guild.
Mm-hmm.
As well. Looking at the David Festival, I think maybe if you give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what Port Perry is as a community, because that context of Port Perry and the festival, I think, is important.
Oh, sure. Well, Port Perry, people who like to take day trips from Toronto probably know Port Perry. It's a beautiful, you know, southern Ontario town on the edge of Lake Scugog with great downtown shopping. So that's sort of what Port Perry is often known for in the GTA. But it also has an extremely strong arts community. We've got a great community of, you know, visual artists and also musicians and actors and actresses. It really is a, you know, an artsy town. So that is part of its DNA. And there's also, of course, a handful of churches that are very strong and growing and that represent a wide variety of denominations and so on. And there's a good and, I think, growing collegiality amongst those churches. So those two ingredients, you know, brought together just made really fertile ground to have a Christian arts festival. So,
and you get people coming in from, now you're getting people coming in from the outside as well. It's not just the people within Port Perry itself.
Yeah, well, like, for example, our songwriting workshop this year, which is the one that I'm helping to spearhead because it's falling under the writing category, is being run by Allie Matthews, who's been the Canadian Gospel Music Female Musician of the Year for 2 years in a row. And she just writes great songs. Anyone who knows Allie's music or has heard her perform, she's just a really good lyricist as well as a musician. So, you know, people will want to come and have the opportunity to take a four-hour songwriting workshop with her for $50. Like, we really work on making the workshops affordable and accessible, and, you know, they're for people of all levels. Like, I do not play music at all. I am the least musical person on the planet, I think, but I'll be taking it for the lyric crafting element of that workshop. So, that's a good example. The worship band workshop as well is being presented by Andy Park, who we're bringing in from BC. He's just a huge name in worship leader circles. He's released a book that we just put a blog about it on the David Festival site, actually, that really is striking worship leaders sort of where they are. And so we're really excited about him, too. So,
and what are a couple of his songs? I recognize the name, and I know there's a song going through my head that I think is his, but what are some of the songs he's done?
Let me just look and find what he's best known for, because website has his music on it, and anybody who sort of attends a church with more sort of contemporary music has probably done some Andy Park songs. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the big in the Vineyard movement.
Yep.
I think his new album is A Taste of Heaven. So that was known. Perfect Peace is there. Let me see what else I can find. The River Is Here.
The river. The word river was going through my mind. Yeah.
So it's extremely catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So worship songs are really his thing for sure. And then his two books on worship are To Know You More, Cultivating the Heart of a Worship Leader, and The Worship Journey, A Quest of Heart, Mind, and Strength is the latest one.
So now, where are the workshops in that held? Like, is there a central, is there one church that holds it all, or how do you, what's the location for the podcast?
We really try to consciously spread them around the participating churches, both for the practical needs. We look at what building can accommodate, but also because we are very intentionally multi-denominational, and we want, you know, all the churches to feel a part of it who want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the writing workshop, for example, is going to be held at my home church, which is New Song Church in Port Perry. The Andy Park Worship Band workshops are going to be held actually in Uxbridge, at Uxbridge Baptist Church. So that's a new thing for us to kind of spread ourselves to another town for that particular workshop. And then we have a children's choral workshop that's going to be held at St. John's Presbyterian Church in Port Perry. So, and all of this is on our website. So when people visit the site, which is davidfestival.ca, they can just click on the workshop that interests them. We give the exact date, time, and how to register. So,
well, let's take one final break. And when we do, we'll come back and wrap up our conversation with Kieran Stiller from the David Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to King of Glory from Andrew Thompson's The God Who Sees Everything CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Karen Stiller from the David Festival. Now, you were talking about, just before we went to break, you were talking about some of the workshops and where they were being held and things like that. Are there any workshops that you've missed out on talking about for this year's festival?
No, I think we've mentioned them all. Worship Band with Andy Park, Writing Workshop, which is songwriting with Allie Matthews. Oh, Adult Choral Workshop, that's a biggie. That is for the choir experience. So what we usually happens with the Adult Choral Workshop is whole choirs come, like a church would register their choir. And Lorianne Doloff is the leader this year, and she is a very well-known choir director all over the place, but particularly the GTA, and she's the Associate Professor of Music at the University of Toronto. She teaches at the Toronto School of Theology, and she is just an excellent church musician, and so that'll be a really great workshop this year as well.
I noticed back in the history when the David Festival started that the first emphasis was on choral.
Yeah.
Choral music in that. Is that something that there's a felt need for? Because some people sort of think choirs are on their way out and the whole contemporary bands are on their way in. Is there still a strong element of choral music out there?
There really is. Like, choirs are not going anywhere quickly, I don't think. Like, you're right, some churches have maybe left the choir world behind, or what I see more often, I think, is they assemble a choir for a certain special time of year, whether it's Christmas or Easter and so on. So the David Festival workshop would work for that kind of a church as well. But there are still a lot of choirs out there that are fantastic and still a lot of people who really just highly value that worship experience with a really, you know, beautifully trained choir. Because that, just presenting a hymn led by a choir is just so moving, or anthems. So there's still, you know, a huge bunch of people who love that, and a lot of young people love that as well as they sort of seek a more liturgical worship experience. So, mm-hmm. Yes, I think choirs are alive and well.
Good. Looking at all of this, if someone's interested in the David Festival and they want to find out more about it, where's the best place for them to go?
Absolutely the website, which is davidfestival.ca, and that will give a history of the festival, an explanation of each workshop. You can register online, you can request more information. And another thing that I'd really like to mention for people who are interested in worship through the arts is we have on the site the David blog, which is a blog where we're inviting different practitioners or writers or musicians to blog about a topic, you know, close to their hearts in terms of worship through the arts, and hoping to just create a meeting place for musicians, for artists, for writers, for just people who enjoy receiving those gifts of other people in the church world in Canada, just to kind of discuss and compare notes and maybe just push each other a little bit along on that journey. So people will find the blog interesting as well.
Great. Well, Karen, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you, Robert.
Yeah.
And I just really encourage people to check out the site and check out the festival, because it's, you know, it's in a lot of people's backyard, and we just have great learning opportunities there. So we hope people will take advantage of it.
Great. And thank you. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection tonight. Thank you to my guest, Karen Stiller. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.